The Happy Meal is one of the world's most iconic boxes.
What is this?
And this is a happy... This is dinner. I mean, it's 7:15, so it's time for dinner. So... This comes to us from McDonald's Sweden, and McDonald's Sweden is transforming their Happy Meal boxes into virtual reality goggles.
That is so neat.
How cool is that? They basically, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary of having the Happy Meal in Sweden, this is what they've done.
Neat.
So we actually have one of only 3,500 of the original. This is the first printing in the world. So these are brand new. You can find out more at happygoggles.se. If you're in Sweden, maybe you've already seen them. I know some of the stores there on the 15th and had some to hand out.
Oh, neat.
They also have launched their 360-degree VR skiing app, which is really, really cool. Teaches kids to avoid obstacles and things through virtual reality. And it's, in fact, endorsed by the Swedish national ski team. What it does, their goal with this, and it looks just like a Happy Meal, right? Yeah. Their goal with this is to make virtual reality accessible to everyone. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you've got a cell phone that has the ability to, you know, like a modern smartphone, mm-hmm. the ability to run virtual reality, mm-hmm. Then it's accessible to any person. There's no cost involved. It's super cheap. So this is kind of the way of the future, and they're saying, hey, let's include it in a Happy Meal. How great is that? We used to get the little Donald Duck.
Yeah.
And kids these days are getting virtual reality headsets. With their Happy Meal. The thing is, like, 100% recyclable.
Yeah.
I love that. And so, you know, the box is cardboard. The only thing that it comes with is this. A lens. Check that out.
That is pretty neat.
It's makes a great Halloween costume. Right? So should we do this?
We can make it?
Yeah, let's actually make it. I've got a cell phone here. This is just a Samsung entry-level phone,
mm-hmm.
But I do have some 3D stuff on there. And the box itself is actually perforated, you can see here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you can see that at home, but...
at the right angle.
Yeah, you can see the perforations there. So there's the mask and at the sides. So you just basically, once you're done eating your meal, you punch it out, and there you go. And there are instructions on the back on how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a second one here. So I lied. Technically, I've got two. Two of only 3,500 in the world.
So I lied.
How do you like that? Okay. So there's what it looks like when it's punched out. It's a sad, happy face. So sad. It'll look happy in just a second. Okay, so we've got the lens thing. I thought this was cool because when I first read about the Happy Goggles, which is making international news at this point because it's very innovative
cool.
and clever. And it's really Google Cardboard, but done right and cheap, right? As I said, it's recyclable. So the lenses are actually a recyclable plastic. And you can see at home that there are actual lenses there. It's not just a piece of plastic. They actually magnify and fix the angles and stuff. Then there's an interesting touch here. You see this metal strip of tape?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's conductive, it actually allows us to control the screen. So if I touch the metal tape, it will actually pause and start video and stuff. So if I'm watching a 3D video, I can do that without having to take the phone out.
Cool.
So let's assemble it. So everything's just perforations. So I just kind of push that out, put that in here. There we go. Okay.
Cool.
Well, that was easy. Right? There we go. Now the box itself. Let's move that aside. Have you ever tried any of the VR stuff that's available?
No.
Whether it be Google Cardboard or Oculus Rift or anything like that. So I'm just assembling this just like any cardboard box, and you can see that I've already done it once. Just to try it out. I haven't shown the kids yet. They're going to love this.
Yeah.
But what a neat way to reuse the box from your Happy Meal. And then if it gets damaged or whatever, it's all recyclable. So
you could pretty well redo it.
Go. How easy is that? Okay. Cell phone. Let's turn it on. And bring up a virtual reality bike game. There we go. Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to put the phone right here. Put that down in there. And simply... There we go. So phone's in there. It's vibrating and going crazy. Oh, cool. You ready? Okay. Find the right way. I'm holding this wrong. There we go. So Mom and Dad, you're going to have to help little Jimmy and... Billy and Sally, put this in, because you don't want them to drop your phone on you. There we go. Almost there. Google Cardboard is a design that was that's available for free, and you can actually build your own. But when you do that, you don't get the lenses and stuff like that, so it's not quite as good of quality. There we go. Okay, so it's in.
Looks like an apple pie.
It looks like an apple pie from McDonald's, but it is now a virtual reality headset.
Cool.
With full 3D. Okay, so I gotta... All right, game over. Here we go. Ready? Okay, put your Google Cardboard on. You steer by tilting your head... Oh, that's so cool. Okay, you ready?
Neat.
You want to give this a try?
Sure.
There you go. Don't crash. Don't crash.
Oh, dear. I crashed.
Crashed already?
You were heading me into a blue car.
Okay, go.
Oh.
Are you winning?
No.
Oh! Oh,
man. It's actually really cool.
It's 3D.
I didn't even know where I was for a moment
kinda,
there.
Doesn't it look like... I'm looking at a screen that's probably, you know, like this big in front of me and is popping out and 3D and
lens.
Really gives the depth perception.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pretty cool. If you happen to be lucky enough to get your hands on one of those, let us know what you think. That's the Happy Goggles from McDonald's. And no word yet if we're going to start seeing these in Canada and the U.S.
That would be so cool.
Right now, it's a promotion that's going on in Sweden. And I think that, you know, because the world has really taken notice of it, I think we're going to see it. That's my prediction. So... it's cool. I mean, that's probably the best experience
and
that you can expect from a Happy
Meal. And all your
phone
needs is a gyro, eh?
This phone actually doesn't have a gyro.
It's just left and right?
This is just left and right. Now, if you do have a phone that has a gyroscope, then you can get into 360-degree video, 360-degree games. So then you don't just have this action.
You can, like, look
you can
around.
Also go up, and you can look over here, and you're actually looking around in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is dependent on the game itself, whatever it is that you're playing.
Right.
Because this phone doesn't have a gyroscope, I can only do, like, the pivot action.
Cool.
But if yours has more, then this will work.
Yeah, it'll be great.
So check that out. It is happygoggles.se to find out more about what it is that they're doing. And I think that's super cool. Innovative way to revolutionize the Happy Meal.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't come with a burger.
What are you gonna do?
What gives? I guess it probably would have been really gross by the time it got here.
Yeah.
We're in Canada.
It would be green.
Yeah, it went through Canada Post, so it probably wouldn't have been a good idea. Check that out. Okay, Google Cardboard, I started to mention, is pretty cool. We've got links for you. I'm going to set those up. If you're watching live, they're not quite ready yet, but cat5.tv/cardboard. Head on over there, and we're going to have some information for you and a couple devices that you can get.
Neat.
And all you do is you slide in your phone, and you're good to go. Now, if you happen to be lucky enough to be able to get one of these Happy Meals, then it's free. It comes with your burger and your fries.
Yeah.
So... how cool is that?
Sweden.